Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Are you a Christian fish out of water? In the New Testament, disciple, convert, believer, and Christian are all used interchangeably. The word discipleship is often used today to refer to the biblical idea of being conformed or formed into Christ's image. It's a word that describes Christian growth or spiritual formation. The biblical term for this is transformation, but we will use discipleship as a synonym for transformation in this piece, even though the New Testament never uses it that way. Here are the two streams of discipleship that I observe. One, there are those who say what's important is discipleship. The church is irrelevant. Let's not discuss the church. Let's instead discuss how to make disciples. When people talk that way, it shouts one fact, that our understanding of church has gotten far afield from what it was in the New Testament. When people make such statements, they are really talking about how the church has been, how it's been done traditionally. And that can include churches that gather in homes, parks, and pubs. Whenever people think of church through a traditional lens, it's not hard to see the pressing need for discipleship. The other camp rightly understands that you cannot separate disciple-making from ecclesia, meaning church community. You cannot separate the forming of people into full-fledged followers of Jesus and a living, breathing, vibrant community that gathers under his headship. To put it another way, you can't separate discipleship from ecclesia any more than you can separate child-rearing from the family. Look at what has happened by taking the father figure out of families today. And you can't separate ecclesia from Jesus himself, for it's his very body. I think of too many who say, we don't need church, God is in us, so they do nothing really. At the very least, they have stunted their growth spiritually. Imagine a saltwater fish. The fish can only survive in its natural habitat, which is the ocean. Why? Because the ocean surrounds the fish with everything it needs to live, breathe, and have its being. The fish is also a dependent creature. Fish swim in schools. Now consider a different image. Imagine that this fish is removed from the ocean and from its school and is thrown into someone's backyard. People take turns spraying the fish with a hose every 15 minutes. They also sprinkle salt on its body. That's an apt picture of modern discipleship and too many so-called Christians. Discipleship has been separated from the Christian native habitat, ecclesia, community of church, and it's become a highly individualistic event. That doesn't mean that an individual discipler shouldn't disciple an individual disciplee to become a better individual disciple. Wow, that's a mouthful. But we have learned through Jesus Christ that Christianity has and always will be a collective corporate life and pursuit. The issue, therefore, is not discipleship. The issue is restoring ecclesia as God intended it to be. For the ecclesia is the Christian's native habitat, and out of it flows everything else. The fish metaphor brings us face to face with a question that's rarely asked today. How did the apostles who received the original commission of Jesus to make disciples of all nations carry out this commission? If you read the New Testament chronologically from Acts to Revelation, there's only one answer. They did so by planting ecclesia, church communities all over the known world. I invite anyone to challenge me on that point. Converts were made and sustained into full-fledged followers of the Messiah, naturally and organically, simply by being part of the local ecclesia in their city. For them, the ecclesia was the environment for spiritual training. It was, as T. Austin Sparks put it, the school of Christ. The 12 knew ecclesia themselves. They lived in an embryonic expression of it in Galilee with Jesus himself. For 3.5 years, the 12 and some women lived in community with one another where Jesus was both the center and the head of their life together. When a Christian lives in a living expression of the body of Christ today, he or she is being discipled just by being part of that expression. Just as a saltwater fish grows, is nurtured, and is sustained simply by living in the ocean and swimming with its school. Now, that does not mean coming to church to focus on God once a week, like sprinkling the fish with water and salt. Ecclesia, therefore, is the birthright of every child of God. By living in it, God's people naturally absorb Christ. This is because in an authentic ecclesia, the life of Jesus Christ is constantly flowing, being shared, expressed, revealed, and imparted by and to the members. To wit, the Christian is discipled by Christ and into Christ through the community of believers when it is functioning as it should. I don't say this theoretically. I've watched it happen countless times over my many years in healthy ecclesias. Part of that are the small groups of our church, the Courageous Men's Group, Beautiful, our women's ministry, Home Builders for Couples, and many more. Those who are called to plant ecclesias today, therefore, carry out the so-called Great Commission. They make disciples, converts, and establish them into communities where the Holy Spirit does the work of transformation, what many are calling discipleship today. Are you a part? Are you connected in some way beyond the sprinkling on Sunday morning? Have you set up work boundaries for the well-being of your marriage, children, family, and church? I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.